Masechet Berachot, Perek Bet, Mishnah Aleph. In the previous Mishnah, we finished the first Perek on our journey to Siyum HaShas. Only 524 Perakim left, so we have one Perek completed, 524 left. Bezrat Hashem, we'll be celebrating together in 5.5, 6 years, Siyum HaShas. So the Mishnah starts off talking about Kiryat Shema, Haya Kore BaTorah, VeHigia Zman HaMikra. If a person was studying Torah, they were learning, they were reading the Torah, they happened to be reading the portion of Kiryat Shema, those same paragraphs of Ve'ahavta, Ve'hayayim Shamoa, and Vayomer, and they're reading, and it's the same time that they should fulfill their obligation of reading Shema. So did they fulfill their obligation or not? Says the Mishnah, Im Kiven Libo Yatza, Ve'im Lav Lo Yatza. If a person had Kavana, if he had intent to fulfill his obligation, he fulfilled his obligation. Ve'im lav, if he did not, he did not fulfill his obligation. And that's how the Rambam is posek. The Rambam says, this is talking about, obviously, we should always have kavana for the entire Shema. But halachically speaking, if a person did not have kavana for the first sentence, the first pasuk of Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, listen, B'nai Israel, Hashem is our God, Hashem is one. The Rambam says a person did not fulfill his Doraita obligation, so we should all be looking to grow in that area. Have Kavana, the entire Shema, but definitely at least for that first pasuk, for that first sentence of Shema. And we learn over here also that mid-Doraita, when we're dealing with mitzvot that are Doraita, from the Torah, a person should definitely have Kavana. And there are many who say, we can learn from here, that mitzvot sirichot kavana. Mitzvot need intent. If a person did not intend to do mitzvah, the mitzvah was not fulfilled, and a person may have to redo that mitzvah. Mishnah continues and talks about answering somebody or greeting somebody while a person is engaged in this mitzvah. Mishnah says, Baprakim shoel mipenei hakavod. In between perakim, we'll explain in the next Mishnah when those stops are, but in between two different chapters, a person is shoel mipnei kavod umeshiv. A person is allowed to greet somebody who's honorable. That's probably a father or a rabbi, and obviously he's allowed to be meshiv. He's allowed to respond to them if they greet him. Uba'emsa, if a person's in the middle of a paragraph, shoel mipnei hayirah umeshiv. He's only allowed to greet somebody because of yirah, because of fear. Not because of kavod, not because he's honoring them like a father or rabbi, but because he has fear of that individual. It's a political figure, it's a mafioso, somebody who he has nerves from. So in that situation, in the middle of the pisukim, not in between pirakim, he's allowed to greet them, and he's allowed to answer back if they greet him, he's allowed to respond to them. This is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ba'emsa shoel mipnei hayirah, umeshiv mipnei hakavod. He says that if you're in the middle of a paragraph, you're allowed to greet somebody because of fear. And you're allowed to respond to them because you want to honor them. So here we see, when it comes to greeting them, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rabbi Meir. He says if you're in the middle of a paragraph, not in between, but in the middle of a paragraph, you're allowed to greet them only if you have yirah, only if you have fear of them, a political figure, mafioso, like we said. But in terms of responding, if somebody greets you, he says you can be more lenient. And even if it's somebody who you just want to show honor to, and they say hello to you, you're allowed to respond to them. Because he would say, it's more disrespectful to not respond to an individual when he greets you. So you're allowed to be more lenient in this situation. It doesn't necessarily have to be somebody you're fearful of, but even if you just want to show that person kavod, honor, you're allowed to answer them even within the perek. Even within pisukim, you're allowed to answer that person. And now, ba'perakim, in between perakim, you're in between those two paragraphs, shoel mipnei kavod. You're allowed to greet somebody in order to honor them. Umeshiv shalom lekol adam. But in terms of responding to somebody, you're allowed to respond to anybody who greets you. It doesn't have to be somebody who has kavod. It doesn't have to be somebody who you have yirah for. It could be anybody. If they greet you, you're allowed to respond to them. So we see over here Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda agree in terms of greeting somebody. If you're ba-perakim, if you're in between perakim, in between two chapters, you're allowed to greet somebody if you want to honor them. And if you're in the middle of a perek, they both say that if you're nervous, if you're fearful of somebody, you're allowed to greet them. They both agree over there. But in terms of responding to somebody, Rabbi Meir says no. You're allowed to do the same thing. If you were allowed to greet them, you're allowed to respond to them. While Rabbi Yehuda says no, he's going to lower it one level. If you were allowed to greet them because you were fearful of them, you're allowed to respond to them because you want to honor them. And if you were allowed to greet them because you wanted to honor them, which applies while a person is in the middle of a pinnock, you are now allowed to respond to any type of person.